This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capital. I'm Kelly Connolly. The slice of East Baton Rouge between Interstates 10 and 12 may be a step closer to seeing its own school district. A constitutional amendment that would have funded the district failed to pass in the House last year. The same measure passed through the Senate Education Committee Thursday without much debate. Parents that live from Enniswald to Shenandoah testified that they just want to make schools safer and more academically successful for their children, like Norman Browning, president of the pro-breakaway group Local Schools for Local Children.
EBRs failed our children. They rank 55 out of 71 in this state. 60% of our children attend D and F schools. If you talk to the teachers, you talk to the parents, there are major discipline issues that are going on in our school system.
Senator Bodie White, who is sponsoring the initiative, asked a student who attends Woodlawn High where the students that cause what Browning called the disciplinary problems live.
Yeah, and it seems to be the students that are farther away that come to Woodlawn that have the disciplinary issues.
East Baton Rouge Superintendent Bernard Taylor pointed out that EBR schools serve a population of children that don't have the same privileges as those that live in the Southeast. Taylor said schools are the only institutions that have to deal with it on a daily basis to the magnitude that we have to.
And I think if you look at what we're doing with the resources that we have that are declining, they need to do it holistically, because this piece parting of things is going to mean that there will be winners and losers.
The breakaway school district will have to get past the House Education Committee, where it is sure to meet more opposition. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.